This photographic print, Interior, Fort Morgan Battle Site, Mobile Bay, Alabama, 2003, by William Williams, is one of the exhibit's largest and most commanding images. Coupled with Harvest Field in the gallery's entrance, the work is the first that is seen by the spectator. Measuring nearly 29 by 29 inches, the photograph depicts a series of rounded arches in a receding and illusionistic series. Each arch, cut through a dense brick wall, reveals the next, which incrementally diminishes with perfect one-point perspective. This dramatic scene is visually aided by the arresting differences between light and dark. Sunshine from the right side of the image illuminates the interior left side of each arch, while darkness from the image's left enshrouds the interior right in an opposite and polarizing manner. The image, which can be perceived as a two-dimensional surface or a dramatically receded space, tests the mind and the imagination. Each wall, acting as its own receding plane, can be interpreted individually or as parts of a collective or singular structure. The walls themselves both communicate their massive timeless stability, but also reveal decay. Oxidized minerals, which appear as lighter, textured patches, ooze across the bricks. This process, recalling the growth of moss, reminds the spectator that even our most impenetrable structures are not immune to the inevitable process of time. Seen from above, the fort itself exists in the shape of a masonry star and is considered to be one of the greatest examples of military architecture in North America. Completed in 1834 with the use of slave labor, Fort Morgan provided gunfire protection for blockade runners and also defended Confederate ships entering the bay. The fort was captured by Union forces in August 1864.